And so for today, as you settle your bodies, let's just invite and allow a kind of deeper inner comfort, a deeper inner comfort that allows you a way to enter within a space and a place within your own being, a sort of larger inner landscape, where we can reinforce positives already there, where we can open and allow more positive thoughts, ideas, images to flow and to become more known to us. And so just beginning with eyes closed now and finding our way to wellness all around and all through, we begin now by imagining a kind of comfort that flows all around and all through, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And we're going to flow a color of comfort with that sensation. So if you can bring your attention to right at the top of your head and beginning to get a sense of allowing that sensation of comfort to be graced with a beautiful color of comfort, the just right color of comfort for you. And this color of comfort moves all around the crown of your head and around, and then gently spills down over your forehead, your eyes, your eyelids, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And this color of comfort, the just right color for you, flows across the back of your head and down into the tiny neck muscles, releasing, each breath taking you deeper, and in and around and through, allowing that sensation of beautiful color of comfort to flow all around and into the shoulders, muscles in front and back on top, simply unwinding, untangling, releasing, and letting go. As that flexibility once again occurs in those shoulders, the color of comfort helps to assist for even more lightness of being, for whatever has been piled up on those shoulders now begins to just simply lift up and drift away because the soothing color of comfort is doing its good job to spread all around and all through. And with that comes some tranquility, some release and some letting go, and some tranquil experience. The tranquility of the color of comfort that flows down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, releasing now and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper as the color of comfort flows all around and all through, bringing the sense of the wellness, your very own wellness, coming in through your mind in such a powerful way and into your body in such a powerful way. For we are flowing the color of comfort all around, and it brings wellness with it through the chest area as it flows, all around and all through, in and around the heart space, into every nook and cranny, and flowing, and lightening you up into more tranquility as it flows, the tranquility of the color of comfort. It circles around across the upper back as you release and let go of any tension or tightness there. It flows around through the solar plexus, lifting out whatever's no longer needed or wanted, releasing, letting go as the color of comfort attends to the body you, and circles around through the middle back, again releasing tension or tightness there, giving strength to the spine. And the color of comfort does its good job, and the tranquility flows all around and all through, circling around through the stomach and the abs, and around the lower back area. All the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing, creating a sense of deep inner tranquility. For it goes right around and along with this color of comfort, gracing both hips now as you release and let go, flowing down around through the thighs and in through the knees. Each breath of yours takes you deeper as the tranquility of the color of comfort continues flowing. And from knees down through calves, into the ankles, the heels, out through the feet, and out through the toes, right down to the very cellular layer of you, as though every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body is filled with the color of comfort, with the tranquility of that. So that the entire being of you is filled with this pleasantness, this calm comfort of the color that's just right to bring it to you, your color of comfort. And it fills you, and it surrounds you, and it sends you deeper into comfort and deeper into the space of tranquility, where it becomes quite spacious now, because as it's filling the entire being, your physical sense of you, it now goes deep within, in between the atoms that make up you, and then even move outside of your body into that space of you, from your skin outwards, that 6 inches of space or more, the color of comfort continues to flow in the mind space of you, all around your physical beingness. And it cleanses and it clears this auric field, this 6 inches or more of space, of mind space around you. And it brings you even more, hard to believe it could be so, but even more tranquility. It's like the tranquility more spacious now, all around you and all through you, along with the color of comfort. It's like an enormous shield of tranquility filled with a beautiful color all around you. and spaciousness all around you so that you can feel as though you're just drifting and floating, and drifting and floating in a sea of tranquility, spaciousness all around and all through. And the sea of tranquility is so large and filled with more of the color of comfort. So for yards and yards and yards around you, feet and inches beyond you, there is the color of comfort. There is the sea of tranquility. And you are floating on it, floating out on the sea of tranquility, just drifting and floating in that beautiful color of comfort that's within you, all around you, and part of the sea of tranquility. And part of that radiantly healthy you who now uses this color of comfort to fuel you with a radiance of healthy well-beingness, radiantly healthy you floating in the beautiful color of comfort of the sea of tranquility, open and allowing for more good to flow and come to you. And in this spaciousness, in this experience of the vast sea of tranquility, you just begin to drift deeper and deeper. And the rhythm of your breath goes right along with the rhythm of the sea of tranquility. And the color of comfort is vast, filling every nook and cranny of you and filling all the mind space around you as you float on the sea of tranquility and drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, and take ownership of that radiantly healthy you image, which is so divinely rightly yours. It is your image of radiant health that you own. And the radiantly healthy image of you, filled with the color of comfort, within and without, all around and all through, floating on the spacious sea of tranquility, with lots of room all around, plenty of space, plenty of comfort, plenty of tranquility. And as though your whole being just absorbs this spaciousness, absorbs this sea of tranquility, absorbs this color of comfort, and becomes all together in the fullness and the richness and the fortification of you into this fully actualized image of radiant health you, now in a solid whole being, finding yourself next so filled with this spaciousness of tranquility and color of comfort it still feels as though you are floating. And yet you are solidly, strongly at the top of your symbolic staircase as you imagine and visualize yourself to be. And it is right here in your solid form once again, embodying all of the color of comfort, all of the tranquility, all of the spaciousness, yet in the solid form of you, radiantly healthy you. It is in this right now beingness, this solid form, that you know your spirit of courage is there. Courageous and bold and free. In this solid form of radiantly healthy you, that no matter what, courage is there. Courage to bring about the wellness all around and all through. Courage to continue to connect you for all the rightness that is about you. Connect you on all levels of mind-body activity. Courage is the heart of it all. And of course, at the heart of it all is so much love all around and all through as well. And so from this radiantly healthy, solid position of you, courageous and bold and free, we're going to reinforce these ideas right down to every step you take on your symbolic staircase of 21 steps. And with the left foot first at 20, we reinforce it all. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. And as you drift deeper, deeper down, you are well aware that negatives have completely dissipated and disintegrated. For you have experienced vast amounts of goodness, a whole sea of tranquility, an enormous batch of color of comfort, all around and all through, extending way beyond your physical sense of being as the sea of tranquility. And the courage and the spaciousness within you to include it all, full ownership of you. And though, so this is the way you go forward now. You go forward filled with lots of room to breathe, for the spaciousness is still within you. And lots of room to be calm, because the whole sea of tranquility is within you. And lots of knowledge of being strong, because courage is here. And the color of comfort is carried strongly within you to help address anything you might need to have more comfort for. And so now we're balancing it all with going forwards in the positive path, because there has been some knowledge some ancient old knowledge that has come through. You've heard about it. There's the old ancient well of enchantment that you're going to today. It's been said that as you find the path there, you're releasing what you no longer need or want. If there's any little thing along the way, something doesn't necessarily need to be negative, but is something that maybe is just like releasing, letting it go, because it's time. And so on the way, they say, when you take a journey to the old ancient well of enchantment, you are granted some very important affirmations that come loud and clear when you find your way to this ancient old well. Some affirmations in the way of affirming, yes, this is to be. And so the door of your imagination opens wider as we take the path to Wellness Valley. And it's kind of interesting because any or all of your senses are heightening now, and you're beginning to notice things all along the way, and you find yourself descending down and down, down the hillside, just easy enough to find your way down, noticing everything. There may be a railing here or there. It's a soft hillside, so it's not too bumpy or uncomfortable. It's soft and just the right amount of walking down the slope and down a little bit further. And you begin to see the valley as it stretches out in front of you. It's a small kind of valley. And there seems to be a main sort of thoroughfare, kind of an old-fashioned sort of street of little shops and interesting curios shops and maybe some old mystical books. And yeah, maybe this is also kind of out of a land of an enchantment as well. And so your imagination is stronger now through visualizing and imagining with any or all of your senses what you find as you come down to this sort of dirt path that has little shops now on both sides. And at the end of this thoroughfare, kind of in the square of this ancient old place, is the well that is inviting you. But on the way to the well, there may be a particular little shop that catches your eye with a friendly shopkeeper, because there may be something you need to pick up in Wellness Valley, something that's just right for you. And the just right shop door opens with a little tinkling bell, and you find your way in, noticing all the little interesting things that are there. A soft, lovely fragrance flows through the shop, and the friendly shopkeeper is right by your side, helping you to find that just right thing that you might need or want. For after all, this is Wellness Valley. And you might like to ask about the friendly shopkeeper about the old ancient well of enchantment down at the end of the street in the square of this little town. And the friendly shopkeeper says, "Oh, yes, very wonderful. wondrous things occur there for those who speak softly into the well of what is desired, and beautiful experiences do often occur. Perhaps it's a desire, a wish, or something really, really wanted that's spoken softly into the well, comes floating back up on an echo in a way that brings you a surprising image or two that you can take back with you. And so with that, the friendly shopkeeper wraps up something that you might have had your eye on. And so the friendly shopkeeper knows it's just for you. And the shopkeeper wraps it in a beautiful, soft handkerchief and hands it to you. And looks deep into your eyes and says, "Be well. Have a lovely day, particularly as you find your way to the old ancient well of enchantment." And so off you go, down towards the end of the street, closer and closer. You're drawn to the square, which also has other buildings and so forth around, but lots of trees. And you walk to the center of the square, and it's kind of interesting how lots of foliage grows up all around, and there are flowers and trees. And the old ancient well of enchantment is kind of secluded in the middle of all of this. And you seem to be the only one right now to approach this well of enchantment. And so, finding your way through beyond the little shrubs and foliage, beyond the flowers, there it is, just the way you might have pictured it. And so you go over to it and you whisper your three things into the well. You sort of hold on to the ledge and whisper those three things into the well. And then you wait. And in a few moments, up it comes. One, two, three images. Let yourself see it. The air flows it right up to you. Three images that have a meaning for you, that go deep into your heart and mind, as though they are the somethings to hold dear within, that have to do with your three whispers. The images come through loud and clear. They've already flown up, and then your heart and your mind absorbs them. But you know what they are. You know what they're doing. You know what they're about. They're there for you, and they're now within you. And they're to help you continue going forward with courage. They're to help you continue finding balance in your life. They're to help you continue to know about the tranquility all around within. They're to help you continue to know that good flows and goodness flows to you as you focus upon it. And they're helping you and helping you to know about extended courage all around and all through. And they fill you with more knowledge and wisdom of what is just right for you in this present day time of now. And just then, miraculously, you are simply transported back to the very place you know within, the place that's become more known to you than ever before, a place of great comfort and relaxation for you, the place you know well, where you can rest from your journey and know that those three images are doing their good work for which they're intended to do in your heart and your mind. And you can feel how they strengthen you in courage, in balance, in spaciousness, in tranquility, in wellness, in radiant health. You can feel their strength as they do the good work for which they're meant to do, for you to be in the place where all is well. And out of any given situation that you find yourself in, only good can come, for everything is working out to your highest good, and you are secure. And this journey is just another simple expression of being able to help assist you focus on what you want. For what you focus on follows. It's a law of the mind that we're following that says what you focus on follows. And that then is how your mind, your body, responds now, positively. For a positive focusing is what this is about. And as the images fade for now, we're strengthening the meaning of them deep within at zero. As we begin to come up and out now, bringing back the good, the positive, and the true of this experience into your conscious outer awake life now, at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.